Served by Prasoski. Overpass right above the net. Axtell decides to go ahead and set it up. And the attack down and good by Hannah Crane.
Tonight at the Fort Kearney Conference Triangular from Amherst as the Broncos welcome in the Axtell Wildcats and Pleasanton Bulldogs. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Across it comes Amherst to Eckhout. Eckhout rolls it across and it's passed back into the net. Pleasanton will throw it over there with Zimmer. Keeps the point alive. Eckhout gets another swing, and this time it's not coming back. Jessica with her third kill.
The FKC tournament is next Monday, and everyone is looking to take a little winning streak into next week. It's the Amherst Triangular coming up next. But first in New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Amherst with Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Amherst for continuing coverage of tonight's Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball Triangular. We'll wrap it up with Amherst and Pleasanton. Axtell has already come in and swept both of these teams and goes home with a record of 12-6 as they get ready for the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament on Monday night. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, and anytime Amherst and Pleasanton get together, you know they're going to tangle it up. Let's see if they can get the job done here tonight. First off, the starting lineups brought to you by our friends at Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. For Pleasanton, number 6 is senior Breanne Zimmer. Number 14, freshman Kayla Stubbs. Number 23, freshman Autumn Pritchard. Number 24, junior Kristen Tolles. Number 26, junior Taylor Nichols. And number 8, senior Mallory Pates, the libero, is sophomore. Number 12 in Addie Hand. Pleasanton just 2-16 on the season. Head coach is Kaylee Randall. For Amherst, they'll start with number 9, 5'6", sophomore Jessica Eckhout. Number 10, 5'5", senior Ashley Kreitz. Number 1, 5'7", sophomore Tristan Trampy. Number 4, 5'5", junior Sydney Tomenheim. Number 2, 5'10", sophomore Courtney Martinson. And number 8, 5'9", sophomore Casey Jurgens. The libero is number 6, 5'6", junior Clarissa Hunt. Amherst is coached by Carrie Radke and Eric Koppel. They are 9-10 on the season. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Amherst and Pleasanton when we come back.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Amherst will serve it away first, and we are underway. Right back over to the Broncos, and the attack goes into the net from the left wing by Sydney Tomenheim, and Pleasanton will get the opening point of our match. Back to serve it away will be the senior Breanne Zimmer. Floats it safely to the right side to Eckhout. Run down by the setter, Kreitz. Bump set into the middle. Trampy will pass it across. Here is the set by Taylor Nichols. The middle attack for Pleasanton is down and good by Kristen Tolles. And Pleasanton comes out with the first 2 points, and they lead it 2-0. Breanne Zimmer, a little deeper serve, plays it just inside the back line, does Jurgens. And again, it has to be passed across, and it's passed out of bounds. So Amherst comes out a little flat here, and Coach Radke immediately pops up off the bench here. to chat with her ladies. Zimmer serves again. Deep right in the middle. Juergens passes it up to her setter. And Kreitz gets it outside to Taubenheim. And then into the net, called on Pleasanton as the pass puts setter Taylor Nichols into the net. And Amherst is on the board here in game one. 3-1 Pleasanton. And the setter, Ashley Kreitz, now will serve it away for the Broncos. Good strong serve to Nichols. Passed over quickly that time by Pritchard. Dumped across by Amherst and Courtney Martinson. Dug out. Pates gets it into the front row and tapped over by Stubbs. Back set right side. Martinson on the attack, and it's down and good for Courtney Martinson. That's the first kill of the match for Amherst. And it's 3-2 as Ashley Kreitz gets ready to serve it away. Again, earlier tonight, Axtell took both matches from Amherst and Pleasanton in straight sets. Short serve this time. Picked up by Kristen Toll, set back to her on the left wing, and her angle attack is going to be wide and out of bounds. So we're tied 3-3, and you're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, and Pleasanton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kreitz tries that very short, soft serve, puts it into the net, and the ball comes back over to Pleasanton. NFL football coming up here in about 20 minutes on ESPN, 1460 and 1550, the Bears and the Giants. On the outside, the Bulldogs take the swing with the freshman. Pritchard caught the net. Won't go over. Point Amherst and in to serve it away. Playing the libero position is the junior Clarissa Hunt. And Hunt serve, trying to get their team back to 500 at 10-10, 9-9 coming in. Middle attack, big swing that time by Tolles. Dug out in the back row by Eckhout. Swing from the left side is blocked. No, four hits. They're going to say Amherst hit it into the net. I thought Pleasanton maybe got a touch on that one, but that will not be the call. And Amherst will wait defensively here as Pleasanton leads it by a score of 5-4. Serving it across is Autumn Pritchard. Soft tap back over. Amherst is going to get the point with Casey Juergens. Second kill here for Amherst. Pleasanton didn't score a lot of points against Axtell. They kept the ball alive but just didn't have enough offense to stay competitive in that one as the serve across by Amherst and Sydney Taubenheim. Pleasanton will go to the right side. Tolles knocks it over. Nichols gets it over. Now tapped back by Eckhout on a ball put tight to the net. And it'll be Eckhout with the tip kill. Amherst will take their first lead here of the first set, 6-5. Taubenheim with the serve. Deep middle, picked up there by Autumn Pritchard. Set right side, and the attack is down and good. But I think they're going to call the Bulldogs for crossing the center line. Kristen Tolles hammered one down, but when she came down, she stepped across the center line. And a break for Amherst. They're up 7-5, serving across again to the outside. Pates into the net. And now a little run being put on by the Broncos. Up 8-5, four quick ones there. Taubenheim wastes no time, serving it across. Passes off the mark. It's going to be an ace. 9-5 on the ace serve by Taubenheim, who's actually trying to go as quickly as she can. Doesn't want Pleasanton to get set. And they're blowing the whistle, letting her serve. And it'll be tapped across there by the Bulldogs and Kristen Toll. Middle attack by Juergens. Picked up back row by Pritchard. Set to the outside. Pates rolls it across. Handled there by Kreitz. And Eckhout on the return. Big swing from a standing spike. Sent it deep and out of bounds. 9-6. Back into the front row. Breanne Zimmer. Pleasanton trails by three. Kristen Tolles to serve. Safely on the left side to Hunt. Right side on the nice set. Driving it down is Courtney Martinson with her second kill. And that was all because of the pass of the set. Martinson went up and did what she's supposed to do, the tallest player on the floor at 5'10". And now she'll go back and serve it away here. Sophomore at 5'10", good enough to stay in that back row and serve. Good strong serve, back middle, handled by Pritchard to the outside. Zimmer got a swing and put it down and good. Breanne will get her first kill, just the second kill here for Pleasanton. Amherst 10, Pleasanton 7 in the opening set. Final match tonight of this Fort Kearney Conference Triangular. Glad you're along with us here on Classic Hits. Thursday night volleyball sends us into Friday night football tomorrow. So much good football around the area as this serve is going to be out of bounds by the Bulldogs. 11-7 Amherst. Back into the front row, Tristan Trampy. Of course, for Amherst tomorrow night, they've got Kennesaw Kennesaw pretty banged up, and Amherst coming off that extremely impressive win at Shelton that we had last Friday. And again, if you missed any of it, you can hear the podcast on PlatteRiverPreps.com. As there's some confusion on the Pleasanton sideline, the ball will fall to the floor, and Juergens will get credit for the service ace, 12-7. This one again in the back middle. That time it's picked up by Nichols, set to the right side, Pates on the attack. Popped up back row Martinson. Back row attack this time by Sydney Tomenheim, and she's going to get the kill. First kill from Tomenheim. It comes out of the back row, and Pleasanton will call the first timeout of the match. It is 13-7. Amherst leading Pleasanton in game one. We'll be right back.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
Out of the timeout, server crossed. Tipped at the net, blocked back down, Tristan Trampy, and Amherst is going to get the point. Trampy is there to block that tip pass, and the serve by Casey Juergens. She's got three in a row, and how about make it four in a row and add another ace? 15-7 now. Pleasanton was up 5-4 on an 11-2 run here by Amherst. Juergens tries the sideline. Tracking it down is going to be Autumn Pritchard. From the back row, it'll be punched across by Taylor Nichols. Amherst gets it to the center, Ashley Kreitz. Left side, Jessica Eck out off the block. Good hustle by Nichols to save it. And put across by Breanne Zimmer. Middle attack here, Amherst. Go to the lefty, and Trampy gets the kill. So she follows the block with a kill. And Amherst now has found their rhythm. And they have pulled away here from Pleasanton, 16-7 in the opening set. Short serve this time. Hand runs it down. Passed into the back row, and Hand had to track it down and get it over, and then Amherst just passed it into the referee stand. So a break there for Pleasanton. I guess you'll actually give Addie Hand credit for the point. 16-8, Pleasanton will send back Mallory Pates to serve it away. One of the few seniors on this team, pretty young team, just a couple, three seniors, as Eckhout on the return, picked up by Pates. Bump set to the outside. Near side attack, Autumn Pritchard is dug out. Here's Eck out tight to the net, and she will drive it deep. And out of bounds, point for Pleasanton. 16-9, and Pates gets to go again. Mallory serve from the middle of that service area. Takes it across to Juergens. High set for Eck out. Takes a little something off it. Drops it over the net, and Eck out will get her second kill. Side out here for Amherst. 17-9. And the serve by Eckhout. Line drive. Pates passes it right above the net. Little joust at the net, and we've got in the net called on Pleasanton as Breanne Zimmer and Tristan Trampy went head-to-head there for about three touches. And we'll get our final timeout called by Pleasanton. Amherst now leads it by a score of 18-9 in the opening set. Back with more volleyball after this on Classic Hits.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
A little bit of everything going on in the world of sports tonight. NFL football, Giants and Bears. We've got late-ranked Louisville and Rutgers in college football. Detroit at Oakland in the fifth and deciding game of the American League Division Series that's just underway. WNBA Finals continue as Jessica Eckhout serves for Amherst out of the Pleasanton timeout. Pleasanton will set it across there with Pates. Pass right back over by Tobenheim. Set middle. Here's Zimmer. She's blocked up front, then slapping it back over. Trampy off the block. Returned over by Nichols. Good rally going here. Back on the Bulldog side. Back row attack by Mallory Pates. Lofts it into the opposite corner. And Eckhout has it. Set outside Tobenheim. Good swing and the kill. And Tobenheim will get her second kill. And the run will continue here for Amherst, leading it by a score of 19-9. Eckhout on to serve. Again, Pleasanton looking for their third win of the season. And Amherst 9-10 after the loss to Axtell. Line drive served by Eckhout. Clips the tape. Comes across. Here is the attack by Pritchard. Blocked right back at her. Set across by Nichols. Amherst will set Kreitz middle. Here's the middle attack. Trampy blocked up there by Zimmer, and it's good enough for the point. Breanne Zimmer registers an ace block here for Pleasanton, and the Bulldogs will have the side out. Again, want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors, and of course, Ron Evans and Tom Moore and all the folks here at Amherst for their hospitality. As Breanne Zimmer will serve it across. Good deep corner serve there, picked up by Eckhout. Set to Tobenheim. Off the tip, it's picked up. But an in-the-net violation called on Pleasanton trying to shore up that block. And a point here for the Broncos. Back in will be the libero, Addie Hand. And to serve it away for Amherst will be the only senior on the team, Ashley Kreitz. To Pates, popped up to the outside. Nice swing, but it's just off the line. Kristen Tolles trying to go from her left all the way into the front of the Amherst bench. 21-10 now, Amherst. Closer to securing game number one, but into the net goes the serve. And Pleasanton will get the side out with Kayla Stubbs, one of the two starting freshmen here for Coach Randall. And Stubbs puts a nice topspin on that one. Eckhout handles it. Kreitz back set to the outside. Trampy, the lefty, drives it off the block. Nice dig in the back row by Stubbs. Has to be passed across and is by Pates. Kreitz sets it up for Amherst. Again, back set right side. This time taking the swing and driving it home is Courtney Martinson. Third kill for Martinson. 22-11 Amherst. And back to serve it away will be Clarissa Hunt. Hunt punches it across. Serve received Pritchard. Middle attack driven over by Tolles. Dig made by Eckhout. And a standing spike rolled over by Tobenheim. Here's the set middle. Pleasanton, good swing, and on the line for the kill is Kristen Tolles. Second for Kristen, side out here for Pleasanton. 22-12. Don't forget, more volleyball next week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. We keep busy with the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. Starting Monday night at 6 o'clock as the serve is across here by Autumn Pritchard. They'll go with a double Amherst, and they cannot get the ball over the net. They fake the middle with Martinson. Juergens drew it into the net. And point number 13 here for Pleasanton. Pritchard on the serve. Eckhout handles. Kreitz in the middle of the floor. Sets it middle. Amherst drives it over with Martinson. Hand with the serve, or with the dig. Get it to the outside. Pates on the swing. Overpass that time by Amherst. Tipped right back by Tolles. Dug out, though, by Juergens and returned by the Broncos. Pleasanton scrambles, but they get it to Pates. She'll return it over. Eckhout passed it into the net, somehow dug out of the net. Great job by Kreitz, the setter tonight for Amherst. Tipped across by Pates, and Pleasanton will end up getting the point. Mallory Pates with her first kill. Three in a row here for Pleasanton. Makes it 22-14. Again, Monday night, it's Centura and Ord at 6, followed by Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull in the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. Wood River and St. Paul also hosting action. As Amherst drops it over with Casey Juergens, it's dug out, and Pates will pass it back across in front of the 10-foot line. They'll go right side on an attack error by Amherst. Four in a row. Amherst hasn't had to worry about a timeout yet, but Pleasanton trying to claw their way closer here in game number one. Serve across to Hunt. Kreitz sets outside the attack right at Pritchard. She couldn't get out of the way in time. Then it's going to be passed over by Nichols. Kreitz runs it down again. Tobenheim on the left wing. Off the double block. The dig is made by Stubbs and then in the net called on Pleasanton. And a side out here for Amherst. So quite a few net violations and foot violations across the center line here for Pleasanton. Tobenheim's serve, though, goes right into the net. And the ball comes back over to Pleasanton. Zimmer in, hand out. Back to serve it away, Kristen Tolles. 23-16 Amherst. Serve into the net. And it's game point now for Amherst on the service error. 24-16 Broncos. And to serve it away will be the sophomore, Courtney Martinson. Martinson serve here on game point. Down the side to Hand. Here is the set by Nichols. Middle attack, Pates over the block. Down and good. Mallory Pates with her second kill. And we'll play on here in game one. Back to serve it away, Taylor Nichols. She'll be there till this thing is over, but 24-17. Still plenty of cushion for Amherst here in the opening set. And Nichols' serve is into the net. And that will be how game number one comes to an end. Amherst 25 and Pleasanton 17. We'll be back and take a look at the first set numbers right after this on Classic Hits.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Back here at Amherst, let's take a look at the numbers from the opening game for Pleasanton. Breanne Zimmer, two service points, an ace block, and a kill. Mallory Pates, a service point, two kills. Addie Hand gets credit for a kill. Autumn Pritchard, three service points. Kristen Tolles, two kills. Six kills, an ace block, no ace serves for Pleasanton. For Amherst, Tristan Trampy, an ace block and a kill. Courtney Martinson, three kills. Sydney Tobenheim had four service points. One was an ace, two kills. Casey Jurgens, five service points, two of them aces, one kill. Jessica Eckout, two service points, two kills. And Ashley Kreitz, three service points. Amherst had nine kills, one ace block, and three ace serves as the Broncos take game one from Pleasanton, 25-17. And we'll be back with game two action here in the final match of this FKC Triangular from Amherst right after this on Classic Hits.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
With Grant Sparks, our producer engineer, Doug Duda back here at Amherst as Pleasanton will serve it away with Breanne Zimmer to start game number two. And a middle attack there by Trampy. Above the net, joust. Trampy blocks it. Trampy gets the point. Tristan Trampy with her second ace block, and Amherst will score the opening point here in game number two. Nice crowd on hand with this little rivalry that we always see between Pleasanton and Amherst. And for Amherst to serve it away will be Ashley Kreitz. Pleasanton sets middle. The attack blocked up front again by Trampy, but it's picked up. Pritchard was blocked, and it's sent back across. To the outside, Tobenheim blocked that time by Pleasanton. Joust at the net. This one is slapped over by Kristen Tolles, and Amherst can't get it back across. Kristen Tolles will get credit for the point. 1-1, and back to serve it away. Kayla Stubbs for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Stubbs serve. Cross to Eckout. Set by Kreitz. They'll go again to the outside. Trampy. Nice left-handed swing, but right there defensively to dig it out. Pleasanton, and then they had problems on the set. Nice dig that time by Kayla Stubbs, but then it broke the setter, and Amherst will get the ball back. Clarissa Hunt to serve. Knuckleball clips the net, and across it comes. Broncos of Amherst wait on the return. It's dug out by Kreitz. Set that time by Martinson. Tipped across by Casey Juergens. Bulldogs go to the middle. Blocked up front. Ace block. Tobenheim gets the block on Kristen Tolles. Sydney with her first ace block. And it's 3-1 Amherst. Hunt serve. A little shorter. Picked up by Pates. Dumped across by the center in Nichols. Ready for it is Amherst. They go middle and getting the kill, Casey Juergens. Her second. 4-1 Amherst. Again, high school football tomorrow night. Undefeated top-ranked Donovan Trumbull will host Sutton, a team that beat them twice last year, including in the state semifinals. Cozad at Kearney Catholic on ESPN 1460 as Pleasanton has an attack error. 5-1 now, Amherst. Pleasanton got out to the early lead in game one before Amherst could find their rhythm. This time Amherst gets out to the lead. And in the middle, another attack error for Pleasanton. And it's 6-1 Amherst. And we're going to see a substitution here for the Bulldogs. Maddie Pates is going to come in, the sophomore. Give a little breather here to Kristen Tolles, who missed on a couple swings in a row. Seems a little dejected, so they'll try and get her talked up and get her back in there. But Pleasanton returns this one. The tap across the net is going to be wide and out of bounds. So Amherst cruising here on some Pleasanton errors early in game number two. Hunt continues to serve the ball in. That's an ace right down the middle. A tough one to handle, and we will have a timeout by Pleasanton. Amherst won the opener 25-17, and they've rocketed out to an 8-1 lead here in game two on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Out of the Pleasanton timeout, Clarissa Hunt's run will end with a service error. She had six in a row. It's 8-2 Amherst in game two. And Pleasanton now has it on their offensive side. Swung over there by Taylor Nichols. Nichols will get the kill. That's her first as the setter in this match for Pleasanton. And the Bulldogs pick up a point on serve. Back there serving it away is Autumn Pritchard. Had a little 3-0 run in the first set. This one is at Eckout. Kreitz sets it middle. Martinson in the middle, drops it straight down. Courtney's fourth kill. Side out Amherst, 9-3. Again, Pleasanton Monday will play in the first game over at Elm Creek. They have the 5:15 game against Eustis Farnham. Amherst will play SEM at Overton Monday, 6:15 in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Right side attack by Courtney Martinson, dug out by hand for the Bulldogs. Taking it across Pates, tried to go short side, but it sailed on her and out of bounds. 10-3. On the serve is Sydney Tobenheim. Tobenheim right down the middle, pass a little off the mark, but run down there by Maddie Pates and passed across. Eckhout gets it to Kreitz again. Middle attack, that's Juergens, but into the net it goes. And point Pleasanton, 10-4. And rotating back to serve it away for the first time, Maddie Pates, and back into the front row will be Clarissa Hunt, or excuse me, Breanne Zimmer for Pleasanton. And the serve by Pates. Floats that into the middle, waiting for it. Tobenheim set high right side, but missing it short is going to be Courtney Martinson. They set her right on the right line, and she just missed it to the right, trying to keep it here. And Pates to serve again. Or did we have an in-the-net violation? Oh, that's what they are going to call. So a net violation here on Pleasanton. And give the point to Amherst. So break there for the Broncos. They had missed the attack, but a net violation. And the strong serve by Martinson, nearly an ace. Run down there by Zimmer and passed over by Pates. Juergens picks it up. They'll set it back to Casey in the middle. She'll drive it to the back middle, dug out by Pates. to Mallory. Tries it over, and Amherst couldn't get out of the way. Casey Juergens blocked it. Then it goes in the net. She tries to pop it out of there and give the point to Mallory Pates for Pleasanton. And back to serve it away, Taylor Nichols. Amherst won the opening set 25-17. They lead 11-5 over Pleasanton in game two. Axtell swept both of these teams earlier tonight here in the FKC tournament as the Pleasanton serve is into the net. And checking back in, Tristan Trampy for Amherst. And to serve it away for the Broncos will be Casey Juergens. Juergens knuckles that one into the middle to Maddie Pates. Taken across by Mallory. Dig made by Tobenheim, set tight to the net, and the attack by Eckout will be deep. Point for Pleasanton. Don't forget, at the end of the match, we'll be bringing you the Misco Sports postgame show, giving you a look at the final stats and getting you ready for Friday night football and the conference tournaments next week, Fort Kearney and Lou Platte. The Centennial Conference, by the way, you want to watch great volleyball. Grand Island Central Catholic gets to host this year, and that's Saturday. Has the pass across, set to the middle. Here's the attack, Tristan Trampy, and it is down and good. You got St. Cecilia, Grand Island Central Catholic, Lincoln Lutheran, Omaha Concordia, Christian of Lincoln, and, of course, Columbus SCOTUS, all there Saturday. Served now by Amherst off the back row, and an ace serve for Jessica Eckout. That'll be her first ace. Makes it 14-6 in favor of Amherst. Re-entering the ball game, Kristen Tolles for Pleasanton. And too much spin before she made contact on that serve. And into the net it goes. So the ace wiped out by the error. And Breanne Zimmer will serve it up here. Oh, no. For Pleasanton, let's see. The rotation check's what they're calling for here. Making sure the right player is back there. And it is Zimmer. And we're ready to go. Zimmer's serve. Handled there by Martinson. Set tight to the net, will be tipped across by Tobenheim. Returned over by Pritchard for Pleasanton. Quick ball movement in the middle. It's bumped across, free ball here for Pleasanton. They'll set it up for Pritchard on the left side. She's blocked. Pritchard got it right back at him. Amherst sets to the outside. Here's Tobenheim. There's no block, and she will get it down and good. Sydney, third kill, 15-7 Amherst. And back to serve it away will be Ashley Kreitz. Kreitz, one step, floats it short, passed into the net. It'll be an ace. Ashley Kreitz, her first ace serve, and we will see the final timeout used here by Pleasanton. Amherst won the opener 25-17, and they're up 16-7 game two of Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball here on Classic Hits.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
In the market for a new or used vehicle, save time, save money, and shop first at crossroads-ford.com. You'll find Crossroads' complete inventory online. From pickups and SUVs to money-saving compacts, just go to crossroads-ford.com. And if you have something special in mind, just click on Car Finder, and Crossroads will help you find the vehicle you're looking for. Your first step in finding a new or used vehicle, crossroads-ford.com. The place to get a great deal.
Servers across out of the timeout. Pleasanton goes middle. Autumn Pritchard puts the ball down for the kill, her first of the match. And a side out here for Pleasanton. Trailing 16-8 to the Amherst Broncos in game two. Amherst won the opener 25-17. And no one takes the serve here for Amherst. Everybody just kind of looked around. And next thing you know, the ball's on the floor. That's an ace serve for Kayla Stubbs. And that will be the first ace serve of the match here for the Bulldogs. Stubbs tries it again. This time it is handled cleanly. Kreitz sets it to the outside. Martinson off the tip. It's picked up by Mallory Pates. Dumped across there by Nichols. Amherst has to set it this time with Martinson. She'll go to Tobenheim, and Sydney gets kill number four. Just kind of moving it along. Not a ton of kills for Amherst. Pleasanton has had a few errors in the match, but you've got Martinson and Tobenheim with four each. Five players have registered a kill, and Clarissa Hunt will serve it away. She had six in a row earlier in this set. Middle attack put down. Bulldogs have it. That's going to be Kristen Tolles. That's her fourth kill to lead the team. And back to Subin away will be Autumn Pritchard. They're just underway in the NFL. Bears and Giants live on ESPN 1460, 1550. And through one inning, Oakland and Detroit scoreless. Outside attack into the net for Amherst. And a point for the Bulldogs. Trying to get back in this one, 17-11. They were down 16-7, so they've scored four of the last 5 points. And Autumn Pritchard to serve. This one more in the middle to Eckhout. Kreitz ran it down and then sent it across pretty high. Middle attack here, Pleasanton. Off the hand of Kristen Tolles. It's returned with a one-hander, and Courtney Martinson rolls it off the block for the kill. Martinson hustling to get that one just over. It was more of a just defensive poke than it was trying to really put it down. And all the way to the left corner, Sidney Taubenheim will serve it away. Set outside, Valerie Paints. Rolls it across, and it's going to be good for the Pleasanton kill. Fourth kill for Pates. Pleasanton trying to snap a long losing streak. They got a long way to go here, but they're staying competitive. And on the serve for the Bulldogs with a laser into the back corner, Kristen Tolles. High set to Martinson, rolls it over the block, dug out there by Nichols. And so it is set to the middle. And again, Zimmer just taps it across, bump back over for the Bulldogs. Now it's going to be set to Zimmer in the middle. Another tip, and that one's good. Second kill for Breanne Zimmer. The lead is down to 5 at 18-13. Tolles picking up her first point from the service line. And a deeper serve handled by Taubenheim stays in the back row. Hunt tries to pass it closer, and it'll be taken across by Eckhout. Here's the set for Zimmer again in the middle. Again, just taps it over. And Amherst is going to be able to get it to Eckhout. Her attack picked up back row by Pritchard and passed over by Nichols. Amherst sets middle. Juergens standing spike. Good lunge there by Amherst, but they cannot get it back as it's into the net. And a point there for Juergens, and Amherst makes it 19-13. Amherst trying to finish this off in straight sets. Courtney Martinson on the serve, but into the net. That's the third service error of this game for Amherst. And Taylor Nichols will saunter back to the service line. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, Pleasanton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. As the serve goes into the net, the team has exchanged service errors. And back into the front row, Tristan Trampy, the sophomore for Amherst. And to serve it away will be Casey Juergens. She had a little 5-0 run in the first game, including a couple of aces. This one handled by hand, set there by Zimmer. The attack on the left wing by Stubbs. The freshman is deep and out of bounds. Pleasanton has used both their timeouts, so Amherst trying to serve it out now as they're up 21-14. Pleasanton sets it across, picked up by Eckhout and taken across by Trampy. I don't think Amherst was really ready for that one. Middle attack by Breanne Zimmer. Dug out Juergens, set to Eckhout, left wing, blocked up front by Zimmer, dug out by Taubenheim, this time Trampy, and she's wide on the attack, point Bulldogs. And back to serve it away will be Mallory Pates. Pleasanton's got to find a way to continue to string some points together. They were down by 9 and cut it to 5 at 18-13, but have not been able to get it any closer. Serve pass too close to the net, tipped across there by Kreitz, and then tapped right back. We got a little pinball action going here. It's returned by Nichols and on the Amherst side from the back row, and they'll smack it across and misplayed in the back row for the Bulldogs. Give the kill to Sidney Taubenheim, and that'll be her fifth. And it's 22-15. Jessica Eckhout, the 5'6 sophomore, will go back and serve it away. Eckhout puts a lot of spin on that. Hand with the serve receive. Zimmer will set it across. Got right into the hands of Trampy, and she'll go with a standing spike into the net. That point was never smooth on either side of the net there. The setter got it on serve receive, so somebody had to pick it up both sides, and they ended up tapping it across, and it ended up with an attack error. And now Breanne Zimmer to serve for Pleasanton, and she's on the line. Ace serve. Zimmer from the right corner took it right in front of the nose of the up official, and it hits the tape. Zimmer with her first ace. And again, it's a 5-point game, 22-17. Pleasanton, who was down 8-1 early, has been no closer than 5. Serve picked up by Martinson. Middle attack, Taubenheim off the tape, dug out by Mallory Pates. They're going to have to track it down. They will pass it over. Free ball here for Amherst. Bump set, and all they can do is smack it across with Eck out. Chance here for Pleasanton, but it's dumped across by Taylor Nichols. Thumped over by Amherst, and Tristan Trampy with the quick return on the two hit. The two ball down and good. Tristan Trampy with her third kill. And now 2 points away from the match are the hometown Broncos. Ashley Kreitz back to serve it away. Kreitz down the middle to Pates. There is the set by the freshman Stubbs. Knocked across by Autumn Pritchard. Amherst with a bump set really tight to the net, and it's driven across and good for the kill by Sydney Tobenheim. Pleasanton was in the net anyway, but give the kill to Tobenheim. And it's now match point for Amherst, trying to finish this off by identical scores of 25-17. It is 24-17. Kreitz serve at Pates, set up by Stubbs. Middle attack by Pritchard, and that's going to be good enough to play on. So Autumn getting her second kill of the game. And Pleasanton will pick up another point. And Kayla Stubbs will go back to serve it here. But again, match point number two for Amherst. And this serve softly across the Tobenheim. Kreitz sets it to the right side. The lefty Trampy hits it across. That it's returned on a two ball by Pritchard. Amherst goes again to the right side. And the attack goes into the net. Point Pleasanton. Stubbs will get to serve again. Match point number three for the Broncos. 24-19. Still plenty of cushion. Serve down the side. Stabbed that there by Tobenheim. Tipped across by Kreitz. Chance here for Pleasanton. They go middle. The attack is going to be good for a kill. Kristen Tolles with her fifth. And a timeout will be used here by Amherst. So three in a row by Pleasanton. It's still Amherst 24-20. And we'll be right back.
No, Mom. It's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will.
Oh, match point here for Amherst as Stubbs serves it across. Set to the outside, and Martinson hits it deep. Match point number five for Amherst, 24-21. Kayla Stubbs trying to keep those serves in here. She does, takes it at Eck out. Kreitz back set. Here's Trampy on the outside. She'll drive it down, and that will end the match. Fourth kill for Tristan Trampy, and Amherst is able to improve to 10-10. Pleasanton now 2-17, 25-17. 25-21 victory for the Amherst Lady Broncos. And we will be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Welcome back here to Amherst High School. Let's take a look at the final numbers now in our final match of the night. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, from their storefront location in Ord, continuing to serve the state of Nebraska and our area athletes and schools with the finest equipment. You'll be better equipped for the games you play when you visit them at Misco Sports. In the second set for Pleasanton, it was their best set of the night. Breanne Zimmer had an ace serve and a kill. Mallory Pates, two kills. Kayla Stubbs, three service points. One was an ace. Autumn Pritchard, two service points, two kills. Kristen Tolles, a service point, three kills. And Taylor Nichols had one kill. Nine kills, no ace blocks, two ace serves for Pleasanton. For Amherst, Tristan Trampy had an ace block and three kills. Courtney Martinson had two kills. Sydney Toppenheim had one service point, an ace block, and four kills in that game. Clarissa Hunt had six service points, one was an ace. Casey Jurgens had a service point and two kills. Jessica Eckout had an ace serve. Ashley Kreitz, two service points, one was an ace. Amherst had 11 kills, two ace blocks, and three ace serves as they take game two, 25-21, and sweep the match in straight sets. We'll give you the cumulative numbers and have more on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Here's a look at our final numbers for our final match for Pleasanton. Overall, Breanne Zimmer had three service points. One was an ace block, and two kills. Mallory Pates had a service point and four kills. Kayla Stubbs, three service points. One was an ace. Addie Hand had a kill. Autumn Pritchard led the team in serving with 5 points, two kills. Kristen Tolles had a service point and a team-high five kills. And Taylor Nichols had one kill. Pleasanton had 15 kills, one ace block, two ace serves, but the youngsters fall to 2-17 and will next play Monday night in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. They travel to Elm Creek for a 5:15 matchup with Eustis Farnham. Now, if they can beat Eustis Farnham, they would play again at 7:15 Monday night against Elm Creek. And they did take Eustis Farnham to three sets earlier this year in the Wilcox-Hildreth Triangular. So we'll see if they can get something going against Eustis Farnham and get a couple of games in on Monday night. For Amherst, Tristan Trampy had two ace blocks and four kills. Courtney Martinson had five kills in the match. Sydney Toppenheim had five service points. One was an ace. She had an ace block and six kills, which led the team. Clarissa Hunt had six service points. One was an ace. Casey Jurgens, six service points. Two of them were aces, three kills. Jessica Eckout, three service points. One was an ace, two kills. Ashley Kreitz, five service points. One was an ace. I had Amherst for 20 kills, three ace blocks, six ace serves, as the Broncos are back to 500 after splitting their matches tonight. They're 10-10 with a 25-17, 25-21 win over Pleasanton. Amherst will be playing in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament on Monday night as they go in as the number 4 seed and will take on SEM in Overton at 6:15. That on Monday night for Amherst. And Amherst and SEM played earlier this year in the SEM Triangular. Amherst won that match in straight sets. Will they be able to do it again on Monday night? We'll be back and wrap things up on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back to the Mistico Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Best of luck to these high schools in their football games tomorrow. Undefeated Amherst will welcome in an always dangerous Kennesaw team who's been banged up, was one of the top 10 teams in the preseason. Axtell will be at Wilcox-Hildreth tomorrow trying to get into the win column. Both those teams have struggled a little bit this year, and a chance for them to get a win tomorrow. And for the Pleasanton football team, they've got their toughest assignment of the year. They travel to Giltner to take on the defending state champions tomorrow at Giltner. Pleasanton, though, is 3-2 so far on the season, trying to find a way to get another win or maybe two and get into the playoffs in D2. Our football games here on Classic Hits 98.9, a rematch of last year's C2 state semifinals as the Sutton Mustangs travel to Donovan to take on the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. A battle of unbeaten top 10s in C1 on ESPN 1460 as Kearney Catholic will be hosting Cozad. We've also got football on ESPN 1550 with the St. Cecilia and 1230 KHAS with Adams Central. Some good football. They play Minden tomorrow as well. We'll be back with Volleyball Monday. The Lou Platt Conference Tournament is what we'll be covering next week. We'll be at Kearney Catholic, where Ord and Centura play at 6, followed by Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull. Also on Monday, Adams Central and Ravenna will play at Wood River. The winner of that game plays Wood River. And in St. Paul, Arcadia Loup City will play Gibbon. The winner turns around and plays St. Paul. The semifinals Tuesday and the finals Thursday in Wood River, also here on Classic Hits 98.9. So tonight, Axtell sweeps the first match from Amherst 25-15, 25-8. Then they cruise past Pleasanton. Axtell over Pleasanton 25-8, 25-6. And here, Amherst is able to take a 25-17, 25-21 win over the Pleasanton Bulldogs. You've been listening to the Mistico Sports Postgame Show. Mistico Sports, downtown Ord, taking care of all the area athletes and schools as they have for a number of years. Again, on your drive home, you can catch NFL football on ESPN 1460 and 1550. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter.